Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Also, a new radio station, Signal 94.9. We're growing by leaps and bounds. It's unbelievable, growing geometrically and exponentially and astrophysically and whatever. It's big. All right, fine. So we've got all of that going. Oh, by the way, you can see the show also on the Facebook live stream that we do on my profile page on Facebook. It's Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. I have a stupid look. I've got my glasses. I'm drawing something like graffiti on a brick wall. There are a lot of copycats now because the show's so popular, mostly scammers in, you know, Africa and Far East and wherever. Look for the one that has the 7,500 followers. That's me. That's mine. If you see one that has two followers, one from a third world cesspool and another one from a foreign country in Asia, someone in Asia, very cute girl, Japanese or Chinese with a come hither look. If those are the only two followers, that's not my page. It's not my page. It's the one with the 7,500 followers. By the way, I did not even realize this till others pointed it out to me, that the show is so popular, especially with Facebook and the Facebook live stream. Hi, good morning. How you doing? That I have more followers than many radio stations have followers here in the Upper Ohio Valley. And I don't mean just my show has more followers than other shows. I mean, obviously. But it has more followers than most of the other radio stations here in the Valley. This unassuming little two-hour show 3 days a week. That's all I do. 2 hours a day, 3 days a week, because Mr. Deep Pockets can't afford anything else. I have more followers than most radio stations here in this market in the Upper Ohio Valley. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's just amazing. So thank you all very much for that. Appreciate it. We've got our Nail City Jeep duck up here on top of the mic flag, the Big Willie 105.5 legendary mic flag. And we've got a great studio here with the Big Willie signs and the ECM Energy Services sign and Brooke and everything. We're just cooking on all cylinders or burners, or we're doing something good. Let's put it that way. We're doing something good. All right, so there's that. Oh, later on, my studio phone number, 740-325-1490. Let's call it the Dimitri Hotline. I think that's how everybody should call it here, even the other shows and all that. It's the Dimitri Hotline. It's 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. We're going to do some open phones in the next hour. Whatever it is you want to talk about, give us a call, and we will talk about it. First-time callers are especially welcome. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Next. I saw this story in the Intel and Fair's Fair. I thought it was a good story, and I wanted to share this with you. And it really upsets me. A big power, these big electric companies that keep screwing us all the time, saying, well, we can't help it. We're just tied into a bigger grid, and, you know, we're just victims too, you lying sacks of, oh, God. Anyway, AEP wants West Virginia customers to foot the bill for its poor business decisions. That's what a consumer advocate is telling the PSC. I looked at this and I thought to myself, yeah, that sounds about right. Steve Adams wrote this for the Intel. Consumer advocates argue that West Virginia electric consumers should not be held financially responsible for bad business decisions by two American Electric Power subsidiaries when purchasing more coal than needed for their power plants. Attorneys for the West Virginia, this is a tree hugger group, but I think they're making a good point. So, again, fair is fair. Attorneys for West Virginia Citizens Action Group, Solar United Neighbors, and Energy Efficient West Virginia filed testimony last week in an expanded net energy cost petition filed by Appalachian Power and Wheeling Power, subsidiaries of Columbus-based American Electric Power. The companies which provide power to residential and industrial ratepayers in 25 West Virginia counties are seeking a $71.6 million or a 3.79% increase in ENEC rates from the State Public Service Commission by September 1. The proposed increase would result in residential power bills rising an average of more than $5 per month. That's $60 a year. And it all adds up. That's on top of everything else that we're forced to pay. Consumers, commercial customers, my bad, can't even read this morning, or any morning now that I think about it. Commercial customers, meanwhile, would see a $15 a month increase, with industrial customers being charged $34,400 more a month. What a racket. And it says here, one of the statements, the companies have demonstrated reasonable and prudent actions to procure economic fuel for their plants and maintained adequate coal inventory levels, blah, 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 blah. But the testimony, according to this one woman, Catherine Kunkel, Appalachian Power and Wheeling Power's cost were due to poor decisions on its part to run its power plants at a financial loss by burning off excess coal supplies during the 24-25 period. And this is not an issue about coal. This is an issue about incompetence on the part of the power companies. You know, they have such monopolies that it's, to me, I don't know how they get away with this. I don't know how they get away with this. Why in God's name can we not have lots and lots and lots of different choices about who is going to provide power for us? Why are we stuck with one or maybe one or two and it's not really much of a choice? It seems like the whole game is rigged. It would seem that in this day and age, prices should be going down for energy and everything else. Like they go down for energy for our cars. They go down for gasoline. That's energy. Why are they going up for electricity? Why is that? I think that's a great question. If it were up to me, honest to God, if I had a magic wand, I would break up the power companies. I would break them up like we broke up AT&T. We'd have lots and lots and lots of different providers. Well, AT&T is a great example. Back in the day, it was the Bell Company or the Bell System or whatever. It was like one phone company, essentially, for most of the nation. And Jimmy Carter, of all people, said, we need to break this up. This monopoly and long-distance call charges and this, that, and the other, and black phones and, you know, blah, 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 blah. They break up that utility into hundreds of little ones. MCI, I think, was the first one. But there were many other ones. And now look where we are today with phones and phone service. We have a million and one different choices. And the rates keep going down. This is a good thing. We can do the same thing with these damn power companies. We break them up the way we broke up the Bell System, the phone monopoly. We have hundreds of little companies and let them all, you know, go do their best to try to get our business. And we have choices, just like we have choices now for phones. We can do the same thing with the power companies. Break up the damn things. Some of the excuses are, well, we're tied into the power grid system for Maryland and, you know, Indiana and this, that, and the other. Well, I don't want that. Why on earth should we have the people in Maryland determining what kind of rates we need to be paying? And why are we stuck with one or two companies where there should be hundreds of companies providing all sorts of different power? If you want to buy electricity produced by a company that does it with solar and windmills, God bless you, go buy it. If you want it, buy it from a company that uses coal, God bless you, go buy it. Go use them as your power company. Or natural gas with the fracking ore, with nuclear, whatever it happens to be. Look at all the choices we have with our phones. Why can't we have the same choices with our electricity? And here's the other thing that really pissed me off with these monopolies. I got a message, an 800 call message. Normally, when I see 800 on my phone, it's like, oh, it's spam. I don't want to deal with it. But every once in a while, I'll get an 800 call from the power company. We use St. C. Municipal, but it's through AEP. I'm not even sure how that works, but the rates are high. That I'm sure of. And it's, in fact, I wonder if I have that. Wait a minute. Well, hold on. Just dawned on me. Maybe I can actually, just give me a second here. I'm just doing this on the fly. Deleted messages. Okay, here we go. Okay, here. Okay, I can actually play this. This really pissed me off. When do we need electricity? When do we need a lot of electricity? When the weather's at its worst, when it's bitter cold, or whether it's burning hot, stifling, terrible. That's when we need the power company. And of course, that's exactly when the power company says, no, you can't have all as much as you want. You need to be uncomfortable. Here's the, hold on a second. Let's get the thing up here. Okay, so now it's on speaker. So this is what I got yesterday. My God, was I upset. Hold on. Here we go. Well, now I'm not getting anything. Oh, it's that Bluetooth thing again. Hold on. I think it's the Bluetooth. Just bear with me. Oh, dear God. Bluetooth not connected. Okay, it's not connected. So why is it not airing? Let me try one more thing here. Just, I'll make this thing work. I don't know why it's not working, but I'm going to make this. Here we go.
I was calling. We have the annual maintenance.
All right, hold on, that's not it. Message St. Clair. All right, okay, I had the wrong one. All right, so this is a message, St. C. Municipal Utilities here we go.
This is a message from St. Clairsville Municipal Utilities. With temperatures soaring during this heat wave, electricity usage is at its peak and so are utility costs. The City of St. Clairsville encourages all residents to take simple steps to reduce energy use and lower their electric bills while staying safe and cool. Smart ways to save. Set your thermostat a few degrees higher, especially during peak hours, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Use fans to circulate cool air more efficiently. Close blinds or curtains to block direct sunlight. Avoid running major appliances such as washers, dryers, and ovens until after 8 p.m. Unplug chargers and electronics when not in use. Even small changes can result in significant savings on your monthly bill. If you have any questions, please contact the utility office at 740-695-1410.
I got this message, and I was so upset. Whenever we need the power company the most, these monopolies, these God blessed monopolies, that's when we get them the least. We get messages like this. You need to cut back. You need to raise the thermostat. It's like, hey, we've got a better idea. How about you do your God blessed job and provide us with power, enough power that we need in the winter and in the summer, and low rates. Can you imagine a phone service calling you saying you need to cut back on your phone service because we can't handle, we don't know how to do this right. We don't know how to provide enough phone service for you. So you need to cut back during peak hours because that's, you know, that's the only way that our system can function. All these damn power companies, what they're really saying is, well, you know, you need to cut back. No. You need to be efficient. You need to be better at what you do. We're the consumers, and you're telling us we're the ones that have to cut back to meet your needs. You need to meet our needs. Look at the phone industry. They are meeting our needs. We have a wide choice of all different types of phone services, all different types of rates, all different type of everything. A phone company would never send a message like this. But power companies, because they are essentially monopolies, get away with this crap all the time. Oh, you need to cut back and you need to be more efficient. No, you need to do a better job of providing power. That's your job. You have one job. To provide enough power for us to live our lives. And you have failed to do that. Yet again, you have failed to do that. What choices do we have? It's like cable TV. We had no choices with cable TV because they had monopolies in all these different communities.
And now that we have all these choices, I can't wait for Comcast to go under and flush it down the toilet. I really can't. But look at all the choices we have now. 101 different choices, 101 different types of services to get all, just about everything that you could ever want. Monopolies, that's the kind of message monopolies send to their consumers. You need to cut back. You're using too much energy, too much power. No, you're not producing enough at the right price. This is your problem, not our problem. Honest to God, these power companies, these arrogant, incompetent, monopolistic, and it never ends.